and Kylie for breakfast.
These guys are my favourite.
Bendigo's 93.5. Triple M. Triple M.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Very good. This is a cracker, and I got a text off you, I think, when was it, the other day, and you said, hey, look, I've come up with an idea. Would you share it? And when I saw it, I thought, this makes sense, because everybody's raising money. We know that. I mean, there's a lot of people doing it, and absolutely, that is awesome.
But oh, it's fantastic.
Tell people what you're doing, Leah.
Well, Wednesday afternoon, I had this crazy idea, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to have a crack at this, because it's something that is close to my heart, being a small business owner. And seeing the amount of fundraising that's going on and supporting the people that have been affected by the flames, but not so much the small businesses outlying those areas. So the people that have no longer got people coming to their caravan park, the service stations that people can't drive past because they can't get to these areas, the local post offices, the milk bars, the retail shops, all these areas where people have been evacuated or they've been declared zones that people can't go into, these businesses are no longer getting an income and being able to support themselves, give their staff hours to be able to actually pay their own way and put food on the table and do things themselves in school holidays and things like that. So there's a flow and effect that's coming from the fires that we're not really hearing about. So these people, there is a little bit of support out there for some of the communities, but a lot of them, they're very much on their own. And they may not even be able to see smoke from where they are.
Yeah, that's right. So basically the operation of the Facebook page is to get people in those communities who've got businesses to get on there. And then what do you got, 10,000 members already?
I've just checked, there's 10,600 members in about 4.5 days.
Oh, that is fabulous.
Yeah, so what happens is if you're a business, you jump on there, tell us a little bit, as much as you like, about your situation. There's a lot of people saying, you know, we've been evacuated twice, or we can't get back to our shop, or we've lost our shop, or whatever it might be. But they can sell online, or you can contact them through their Facebook page and order something through their Facebook page. There's people being creative. There's one cafe in Falls Creek making brownies, and you can order brownies, and they will post
love
them
it
to you.
Love
so
it.
They're also supporting the post office as well.
Yeah, love it, and it's simple. It is Did you have like when you're thinking about this, maybe laying in bed or something? Did you have a little thing, a bubble in your above your head? You know, like
a light bulb.
Oh, I have a few of those.
Now I heard, Leah, that you've had some interest from overseas.
Yeah, we have. We've actually got New Zealand on board. There's a marketing media team over there that's very much helping us. I know that there's been a lot of interest in America. We've had a post from Bali. I've seen people from Tokyo, England. I can't even keep up. My phone is just going crazy. So that's just what I've seen. And we've got a team of people behind helping us throughout the states as well, as in different states in Australia, or behind it helping promote the group and make sure that the message gets to the right communities as well.
Yeah.
We need these businesses to know about it so that they feel comfortable enough to get on board with us. And if they're not comfortable to post about themselves, we've got a business support person who will be able to help them through the process.
I've just got it covered.
Oh, look at you go. You're flying.
We've got a tech guy and we've got marketing gurus and you name it, we've got it. These guys have all put their hands up and doing an amazing job.
So, Leah, for people listening, one of the probably best way that they can help is by sharing the Facebook group shop to support bushfire communities.
Just put it on our Facebook page, our Triple M page.
Absolutely. Yeah, that'd be great for you.
It's on there at the moment.
They just jump on and have a look. At the moment, you've just got to scroll through. So grab yourself a coffee, sit down, have a rest, have a scroll through, read some of the heartbreaking stories and heartwarming stories. We've had someone just post yesterday that they're now able to pay their mortgage thanks to the group. So,
oh, that's awesome.
Oh, that is fantastic.
And just quickly, I don't like to sound mean here, but a lot of people are saying they're a bit, they're not sure.
Hesitant
to give money because you go, well, who's it going to go to? What are the fees and everything else? I think this eliminates this for a lot of people who might only have $20 or $30 to spare, can buy, as you said, Leah, some cookies or whatever, and know that they're actually doing something for someone else. It's a great idea. I just put it on our Triple M Facebook page, so please share that.
Absolutely. Thank you. And it's not just about actually financially supporting them. It's about the comments that people are making as well. You know, we've got your back. We're Aussies. We're all together. We're in this together. So that's very uplifting for these communities as well.
It is indeed. Leah Rinaldi, thank you so much. What a great idea. And, congratulations on the success of it.
A big crowd's right behind you.
Yeah, huge crowd. Woo! Well done, Leah.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast.
I get a laugh every day driving to work.
Bendigo's 93.5. Triple M.